Peter O'Neill, Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, says he believes the relationship between China and Papua New Guinea is the best it has been since the two sides formally launched diplomatic ties 42 years ago.
And knowing very well that President Xi Jinping is a very good friend of Papua New Guinea, our relationship is very cordial and we place a very great importance to that. Well, he's a very strong leader, and he's a leader that has got a huge responsibility not only in China, but for the rest of the world.
Peter O'Neill says his government is committed to its strategic partnership with China, and says he hopes their strong ties can also create opportunities for other island countries in South Pacific.
I think it's growing every year, and that the relationship is very vibrant. We feel that China has got a great role to play in this region, and that is why his visit to Papua New Guinea is very important. And, of course, Pacific has got one of its greatest challenges about climate change and the rising sea levels, and the leadership that President Xi Jinping provides in that is something that the Pacific leaders would want to hear and support.
China is PNG's third largest trading partner. Papua New Guinea is China's leading oil provider in the South Pacific. Peter O'Neill notes his country was the first to sign an MOU on a Belt and Road Initiative among Pacific Islands countries.
Well, China's experience is something that is admirable, and I think many countries in the region can benefit from the initiative of the One Belt, One Road initiative that President Xi Jinping is pursuing. For international and developing countries like Papua New Guinea, this is a great initiative because of the access to capital, access to infrastructure building capacities that we are now developing, and improve the standard of living for our peoples.
Peter O'Neill also says the upcoming APEC is very significant for his country, as it will provide it with an opportunity to highlight itself on the international stage, noting an initial reluctance by certain APEC members when Papua New Guinea first applied to host the APEC summit 2 years ago. O'Neill says he thinks it was a promise by Xi Jinping at the time, which convinced other APEC members to eventually come around.
We are grateful to China for the support that they have given to us. Without Chinese support, I don't think we will have a successful full APEC. So we acknowledge their support and we look forward to continuing to work with them. It's a great opportunity for both countries, and a lot of businesses from both China and Papua New Guinea can benefit greatly from this hosting of APEC 2018.
Beyond APEC, O'Neill notes China has also been increasing its contributions to various sectors in Papua New Guinea, including agriculture, infrastructure, education, employment, and healthcare.